Sally Mann, Untitled. I don't remember how I first became interested in photography. I started when I was 17. When you're that young, you just sort of fall into things. I think I have always had a good visual acuity. My father used to call me Sharp Eyes. Plus, photography was just easier than writing. There are parallels, though, between photography and writing. I think a lot of what I'm doing is evocations. I'm trying to stir some deep memory in people. I want to use it as a sort of spiritual and emotional inquiry to establish photography's connection to our lives in a meaningful way. I'm trying to insert some affection into what I see as a rather passionless art world. My landscape pictures aren't that different from my family pictures, really. They're sort of background. I began to notice that I was getting ambushed by my backgrounds. I would go out to take a picture of my kids, and the way that often worked was I would find a really nice background and put the kids in front of it. I began to find that I didn't need to put the kids in front of it anymore. The kids began to get smaller and smaller in the picture. My pictures are about heat, and they're sultry and hot and steamy. I believe that the work has that ineffable southern quality, whatever that is. Oh, the obsession with place, with family, with both the personal and the social past, the susceptibility to myth, the love of this light which is all our own, and the readiness to experiment with dosages of romance that would be fatal to most late 20th century artists. Our history of defeat and loss sets us apart from other Americans, and because of that we embrace the Proustian concept that the only true paradise is a lost paradise. Shelby Foote, in his novel Shiloh, said, "We are sick from an old malady, incurable romanticism and misplaced chivalry. We were in love with the past," he said, "in love with death. Loss and memory are the twin poles of the artist's sensibility. I think my subject is the first cousin of loss and memory. My subject, ultimately, is time and love, how the physical familiar evanesces into shade and shadow."